law firms to New York Times, produce records related to debunked story that Israel trained dogs to rape prisoners or face lawsuit. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 20, 2026. Several law firms are demanding the New York Times turn over records related to a debunked report that Israel trained dogs to rape prisoners, according to a recent report. The law firms, which represent the National Center for Public Policy Research, NCPPR, called for the news outlet to produce the materials by July 21 or a lawsuit will be filed in the New York County Supreme Court, according to the Washington Free Beacon. The NCPPR is described as a beneficial Times shareholder. Lawyers from the National Jewish Advocacy Center, NJAC, were reported to have joined with other law firms in the effort to seek records from the news outlet. This comes after NJAC issued a letter in May on the heels of a lurid and outlandish report, now widely discredited, from Times columnist Nicholas Kristof that accused Israel of raping two Palestinian journalists in separate incidents with a carrot and a dog, according to the outlet. The purpose of this demand is the purpose the First Department approved in McGraw-Hill, to determine whether the board is overseeing compliance with the company's own policies in an area of substantial and growing risk, the letter said. If the company has not produced the demanded records, or committed in writing to a concrete production schedule, by July 21, 2026, NCPPR will place this record before the Supreme Court, New York County, without further notice. Per the outlet, the letter seeking records from the New York Times comes as the news outlet is being accused of rampant anti-Israel bias and advocacy on behalf of prominent anti-Israel Democrats such as disgraced U.S. Senate candidate Graham Platner and New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani. If the Times does not produce the materials by July 21, a lawsuit will be filed in the New York County Supreme Court. According to a letter sent Tuesday by a coalition of lawyers representing the National Center for Public Policy Research, NCPPR, a nonpartisan think tank and beneficial Times shareholder. It is the second time that lawyers from the National Jewish Advocacy Center, NJAC, and now several other firms who recently joined the effort have demanded access to the news organization's internal data and communications, accusing it of rampant anti-Israel bias and advocacy on behalf of prominent anti-Israel Democratic politicians like Platner, who withdrew in disgrace last week from Maine's Senate race, as well as New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani. The stockholders, the letter says, aim to investigate whether the Times board is engaging in any form of oversight to ensure that the New York Times remains a news reporting agency worth anything to its stockholders, rather than becoming viewed by the public as a simple propaganda arm that selects its articles and reporting in a way that ignores truth in favor of pushing false narratives. Breitbart News's John Nolte reported in May that the Israeli government announced it was preparing to sue the New York Times for defamation, after reporting from Nicholas Kristof of the news organization. Today I instructed my legal advisors to consider the harshest legal action against the New York Times and Nicholas Kristof, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wrote at the time. They defamed the soldiers of Israel and perpetuated a blood libel about rape, trying to create a false symmetry between the genocidal terrorists of Hamas and Israel's valiant soldiers.